Four. This is karma's gonna get you. Gonna knock you right on the head.
You better get yourself together.
Pretty soon you're gonna be dead.
No, I can't. There's another verse there. Hello and welcome. Welcome out to Balls Out and Flops. Today we're going to talk about, obviously, the Tigers because, my God, Haiku. Did fuck it up.
Haiku?
Unfortunately, it isn't. There's a little bit about rugby defectors.
Good.
Stewart and the Hudson people. Should the NRL join NATO? And the good old, oh well, the hip drop and the good old fashioned comedy characters as touches.
Very unhappy with that. Too soon, mate.
All right, so comedy characters as touchies. Is that better? I'm sorry. I'm controlling everything here. I'll tell you what.
Doing a fine job.
I'd be a shit pilot. I would be a fucking shit pilot, man. Yep. My missus just been watching Air Crash Investigation back to back. I don't know why she does it.
I'm a bit worried about this.
I don't know why she does it. It just fucking freaks the shit out of me, man. She expects me to get on a plane anytime soon. It's not going to happen.
No way.
However, being a sneaky cunt that I am, for her birthday last year, I got her...
This was good.
Yeah, I got this her an hour's training on a flight simulator. So if anything should go wrong, and they say, can anyone fly a plane, I'll be pointing.
I've been in the car with you, and you as passenger, and let me tell you, if you get on a plane with her and she has to fly...
She won't be able to do it unless I'm sitting next to her.
You will be going under the cloud. No, go around there. No, do that. No.
What the hell's that?
Look, I'm all about the best lane, all right?
You are.
I'm about the best lane and getting there in good time. Speaking of good times.
Wow.
Welcome, Ray Carney. Good time Carney, they call
him. Shit day today, mate. Terrible day. Really? It was just one of those days where all the 50-50s just went against me, mate. I picked the lane in traffic. I was driving and it was the wrong lane.
I could have helped you there.
Yeah, well.
I could have helped you.
Food decisions. It was wrong. Everything fucking went wrong.
What food decisions?
Well, I was at the little cafe near my work. And I had like a little nacho special. And you don't go the special. Special's the leftover food. But I thought, fuck, I feel like nachos.
You don't get a cafe for nachos.
It was a 50-50 decision, mate. I thought it was going to be good. Nachos. How can you fuck up nachos? They fucked it up, mate. It was disgusting.
Microwave corn chips. Tomatoey bullshit.
Yeah.
Some unnameable pickle product.
Yep. Yeah. So it was all wrong.
That's what my cock comes under. Unnameable pickle product.
UPP.
I set off the alarms at the daycare as well when I dropped the kids off. I dropped them off too early and I went in and the whole place erupted.
Yeah.
And I went out to the street and you could hear it down the road, down fucking Coles. Everywhere, people are running out.
That was the registered sex offender alarm.
To be fair, yeah, that was a terrorist alarm. That's a fucking ISIS-looking motherfucker.
I got away, mate.
Yeah, of course. That's all they got, these people. They got the alarm. They got nothing else.
And why did you have a balaclava on as you were dropping your kids at daycare? Seemed like an odd choice.
Just trying to steal some of the Play-Doh. Look good.
Yeah, plastic explosive, right?
Strap it around him.
Yeah, C4. Paragon.
How
are you, mate?
So good.
You're looking fine.
I'm so good.
Well, not fine.
I'm back in love.
Healthy.
I'm back in love.
You're back in love.
I'm sure Mrs. Paragon won't be pleased at all to hear that.
No. I'm in love with the game rugby league.
Yep.
How did you ever
and Matt Burton.
It's funny how it just changes, doesn't it?
Yes.
Like, everything just...
I mean, I've hated it the whole time we've been doing this podcast. And now, I'm in love.
Now look at you. Oh.
And you have been through a...
Holocaust.
It has been years of just torment.
Fucking just and boredom. Like, they
but it's
so
not over yet.
I know.
It's not over yet.
Not boring anymore. That's
March
good
champions,
enough.
Mate.
Yeah, that's fine. I totally agree with that. They are March champions, but
you'll take it.
It took us like the last few years. We didn't have three wins till like fucking August.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't care.
That's harsh, man. Mm. That's harsh.
It was a bleak winter.
You just, look, good luck to you. You deserve it. Thank you. I don't want to make fun of you.
You're where I was now.
Not yet.
Anyway, let's get to balls out and flops.
Good producing.
Excellent.
Thanks, man.
We're on the lookout for a producer as well. If you send your resume into the email.
Let's keep talking over the stinger.
No, you listen.
That's why we need a producer.
And you listen good. Because this is how it's going to be. You either balls out or a flop. Those are your choices. You don't like it? Well, that's too bad. You'll get a football in the back of your head.
Balls out of flop. What's it going to be?
All right. Balls out of flop. What's it going to be? Morton Paragon.
Balls out. Mudgy.
Mudgy.
Oh, okay.
Mudgy. Did you see that?
Mudgy
was spectacular. It looked like The Searchers by John Ford. It was just it was in CinemaScope or some shit.
It was good, wasn't it?
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
What a backdrop. What a place. And what a game.
I was watching it in 4K.
That's
better than real life.
It was, because I didn't have to sit with some of the people who were there.
Yeah. It's clearer than there's some fat fucks at
Mudgy. How far is Mudgy from here?
It's about 3 hours.
3 hours? Yeah. We can go to a Mudgy game.
As the crow flies.
I've been to Mudgy a lot of times.
Have you?
Yeah.
Never
for
been.
Many times. No, for wine.
For wine. Mm. You're not a wine drinker. You're fucking straight out fucking heartburn spirit, man. You love a good hole in your heart when you drink.
I can diversify my portfolio from time to time.
Mate, I'm going to get you diversifying soon. Don't worry.
Yeah, good.
Just some fucking powders and coming fucking under potions. Well, not like that. Just get him into some fucking different, some psychedelics.
He just looked great. Saturday afternoon helped. Like, nothing like Saturday afternoon footy.
Oh, it's great.
It's a beautiful
thing.
You
can't play it at night there.
You got that. No way. Freaking mountains in the background, the setting sun. You got the announcements about lost children.
You're right, you know. It did look good. I liked the mountains in the background, the hills. It was like a John Ford film. I was expecting.
Fucking beautiful.
I was expecting Pale Rider to come out at halftime.
Yes. I was expecting him to start chasing some engines or something. So it was great. It was fucking beautiful.
I'd just like to say Morton Paragon does not reflect our opinions.
Yeah, because you've never watched a cowboy movie.
Native Americans.
So, it was good.
Yeah, it was.
It was weird. I know it was a Manly home game, like, notionally. It was very weird to hear all the people in Mudgy cheering for Manly against Newcastle.
Mm. Yeah, that is weird. Cause
who would be their team, though? Like, they should do a survey there. Who supports who supports who? And then whoever's the most supported team plays there.
It's the Mudgy Mutwackers.
Make me...
I've been a big supporter of theirs for a long time. I love them, yeah. The Mutwackers.
Yeah, they are. They're good.
They're good.
And can I... I'm not sure if this is a balls out. Can I get an adjudication on this one? Peter Volandi's Pacifica team.
How is this going to work?
Yeah.
I just don't understand how it's going to work.
Flop.
Yeah, I think it's a flop, isn't it?
It's a flop. It's a big one.
How the fuck can it work? Is this is just a reaction to stop Pacifica Nationals going to rugby, right?
I think so.
This is what he's doing. As we'll set up a team that's, what, is it part Tongan, part Samoan, part...
But they're based
New
in
Guinea,
Cairns.
PNG, part fucking Fiji, right? So there's...
Based in Cairns.
So that's not really...
Based in
straight
Cairns.
Away, that's just not a thing. Like, you're just getting all these cultures and pretending that... Like,
the Samoans and Tongans hate each other.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's not right.
And as you know, I'm on the record. I'm all for PNG. Like, that is rugby league.
I don't know if I'm in for that either. Like, I just... they're great supporters and all, but where are you going to play? You're going to play in Cairns? Come on.
What about PN Fiji? Just those two connected.
Because I mean, PNO?
We got all the Tongan and Samoan guys.
Well, we like football on a boat. We've always liked that concept.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't think a Pacifica team can work. I just don't understand it.
And then what? Like, Josh Papali says, I'd go straight away.
Yeah, thanks, Josh.
So,
JP.
Are they going to have... There's a lot of Pacifica players in the NRL.
Yeah.
So how's that going to juggle out when some are playing for this team, some aren't? Yeah, like, it's odd too. I don't think it's been thought through
very well. They're romanticising the idea, and it's not going to happen.
So what could they do then? Where could they go? How can we fix it?
I think we need a Perth team. I think we need Western Australia.
I'm sick of that shit.
No.
I don't want
another Sydney team.
Just to be...
Central Coast, man. Every time there's a game there, they pack it out. They're football people. Give them a team.
I wouldn't be upset if the Roosters went to Perth.
Yeah. Perth Roosters
would be fantastic in my book.
You're right.
And then it frees up there.
Sending them
further. Yeah, exactly.
Frees up the Sydney base
What's west of Western Australia? Java? Timor, right?
Just drop them in the ocean. Timor's up. Your geography is out of whack.
That's because I had an upside down globe. My old man would never spring for a proper globe. He got a cheap one. It was upside down. I learnt the whole world upside down.
That explains some of your driving.
Well, quickly, Mike, just throw in a quick flop about the new stadium. I was listening to one of the football guys the other day, and 8 games are played in the new stadium, all Roosters games. No other team plays there. That's not fair. The government did not make that stadium just for the Roosters. You got Homebush.
Yeah.
That's shared with South. The Bulldogs play there. I think the Tigers have got a few games there. Yeah. Why can't they play in the new stadium? Why can't we make more of the new stadium? So is it theirs, is it?
Apparently,
You've paid for that stadium. You've paid for that stadium. And your team's potentially could have used that stadium. Why is it just there?
Look, I'm glad I don't have to fucking...
Yeah,
I know you're glad, but that's not right, man.
I know. It shouldn't just be the Rooster Stadium. I agree with you.
It's not fair. That's my big flop. They've just taken over this fucking multi-million-dollar stadium and it's just made it theirs.
And they're only getting fucking 40,000 people when they play South.
Yeah,
Every other time it's 10,000.
That's right.
Well, I'm going to flop myself.
Hey!
I'm going to flop myself right out on this table.
Self-floppage.
You flopped a long time ago, mate.
Oh, fuck yeah. I get flopped down.
He's out there now.
Flop down again. You're never going to flop me down. Is that the deckhand? Was it fizzy?
It wasn't fizzy, but there's something in it for sure, so could get a bit loopy.
I think that's the one I was keeping my LSD in. Okay, I went to the game on Friday night.
Yes. Good.
Yeah, Rabbitoh Storm game.
Grabbed
the wrong fucking jersey out of my...
The Storm jersey?
No,
this is fucking Angus Crichton shit.
His Roosters jersey.
Yeah, it turned up in...
Grabbed his Luke Keary Roosters jersey.
Out of my cupboard, I grabbed the wrong South jersey, right? It was way too small.
What era was it from?
It was 2014, the grand final jersey.
I hope you had the T-Rex arms going in that jersey.
I couldn't fit in it.
I used to like the Smith's Crisps jersey.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
Mario. So
you couldn't
when I got there, right, I decided, I'm going to buy something else. I can't represent in this. I'm going to buy something to wear for the game.
Yep.
So I get in there.
Moo-moo.
And there's a whole bunch of people. I try on a fucking hoodie, this new hoodie. Yeah, it looks all right. Double XL. As you know, I've lost I wouldn't say substantial amount of weight, but I've lost enough weight that the 2XL is way too big for me. Put it on, zipped it up. Everyone behind me, you look fantastic. You got to get this. Like 10 people behind me. Fucking the Kardashians were there. They're behind me. They're like, that looks fantastic.
Kardashians were at South Melbourne. Yeah.
Well, the Homebush version of the Kardashians.
I feel like we're the in car salon at the
and
moment.
Then I just fucking, I bought it. At the peer pressure, I fucking bought it.
Yes.
Ooh.
And then you got home.
Well, went back down to my seat. It was too fucking hot to wear for starters. Mm-hmm. I didn't even fucking put it on. And I got home, it's like a muumuu, like you said.
Wow.
Really?
So I just folded, peer pressure, folded like Superman on laundry day.
Who were these people? Who are these people that said
they were just lined up to buy other shit? I think they were just trying to move me along.
I think so.
Mm.
And I just fell for it. My vanity.
I don't know what you're doing with vanity. You know what else was a flop?
What?
The Titans.
The Titans.
You know really? Why? Because they had a bye and no one noticed.
Mm, that's true. I only noticed on my supercoach. Like,
I'm sure they played.
Nobody. They did. It's just nobody.
They played the Cowboys.
Nobody noticed they weren't there.
On my supercoach, I noticed.
It's like nobody.
I'm thinking, what the heck? I've only got fucking 16. Where's this guy?
If Souths have a bye, there's a lot of Souths fans going, shit, man. Like, they ain't no footy. Blah, blah. Titans had a bye.
Yeah.
No,
I think
noticed.
They should get the bye every week.
Shout out to Jimmy, the only Titans fan I know. He's been on our socials. He loves the Titans. Good luck to you.
Hope you noticed.
Did you notice the lighting in the Sharks game?
Yes. We're
talking about stadiums and stuff. Yeah. Theme. What the... Come on, man.
Yeah, even Mrs. Paragon, who, as you it's know, dark. Never watches football.
Yeah.
She's like, it looks like they're playing just fucking to the side of Loch Ness.
Yeah.
Like, it was murky shit.
It's terrible.
It's like a hotel in the corner out there in that Cronulla ground.
Yeah.
It's like an apartment block overlooking it.
Yeah,
too.
Is that an apartment block? Yeah. That'd be all right.
Imagine that.
Watch footy.
They should be building apartments on top of stadiums.
Yeah, that'd be unreal. Imagine that.
Oh, man. That'd be amazing. Anyway. But, yeah, Shark Park, get it together. The lighting was terrible.
It was no Mudgy, was it?
It was no Mudgy.
Mudgy isn't even a Mudgy.
Looked like it's been shot through a handheld fucking video camera from 1987.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's making me horny.
Blair Witch Project shit.
Special mention to Miller Time from the Knights. Did you see his attempt? What happened there?
And everyone's trying to explain it. They're like, okay, so you got on the radio and TV people going, he thought the back of the in goal was a try. Now, fuck off with that.
Mm.
But maybe there's a 1% chance if you're playing in a stadium, a really big ground that has depth behind the in goals, right?
Yeah.
If you stand on the in goal at the back at Mudgy, you are in the crowd.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
you are literally having a beer and a pie.
Yeah.
Like you are on the back fence.
Maybe he was.
It was the first try in April Fool's, so it was literally the first try of the day.
It was pretty crazy.
He just saw that beast running at him and just went, fuck that, I'm not tackling him.
Mm. Yeah.
And then they're making all these excuses. He couldn't. Shut up.
It was terrible. It was terrible. That's just fucking childish shit, you know. That's like lining the field up with bags or something like that and having no idea where the lines are.
Can I go for an unprecedented, possibly third or fourth balls out real quick?
Yeah, go.
Jake Trbojevic. Fuck, his tackling is just...
Yeah, I did notice that.
You know what he does? He folds cunts.
Yeah.
He folds cunts, yeah, he does.
He does,
like
man.
Superman he does. On laundry day.
He just absolutely severs bastards.
Yeah, he's good. He's a really good defender.
He should be captain of New South Wales, in my opinion.
He should be captain of the world.
He should be captain of the world. What a player.
Send him out into space.
He would be the Australian Captain America, so Captain Australia. He would be the guy.
Captain Trbojevic. Yeah, I don't think that's going to cut it. Maybe Captain Poland.
What a player.
Yeah, he's fucking fantastic.
Unbelievable.
He and his brother, Ben, have made me really like Manly.
Really?
You're a Ben man.
I'm a Ben man. Nah, I love Tommy too. I mean, Tommy does look like... have you seen The Piano? He does look like he's in the Warsaw ghetto with a cardboard suitcase waiting to be put on a train.
No one can tackle him.
Nah.
No one can
tackle him. Can't fault those childbearing hips of his.
Is that where we should be recruiting from?
From the Warsaw ghetto?
Mm.
I think so.
Can a non-Pacifica player play for the Pacifica team if they wish?
It doesn't. Oh,
that's a great question.
I don't want a full... But I just don't understand. I'm so
fucking...
That's a
great question.
I just don't get it.
Could you?
If Morton Paragon was the boom player in the whole comp, right, coming through as an 18-year-old, I'm the best player. Would they want me to play for them?
Could you?
Can I play for them? Am I allowed to play for them?
All right.
Are we profiling people
could
according
a white
to the team?
Man, could Jackson Hastings be the captain? Captain Jackson.
Not in this
what?
Not
he?
In this way.
Is that too close to Captain
we
Cook?
Can't.
And,
you know? Nah, you can't. You can't do it.
Can't do it.
You can't.
Are they limited to only Pacifica players?
Yes. Yeah. If they want to do that.
You can't do that. That's a restraint of trade.
It's weird.
Yeah. That's good. I'm going to send I'll text Abdo after this.
That would be like a very unique sporting thing to do in a domestic, not an international, you know, you're playing for this country, to do it in a domestic comp, but have a team based on ethnicity.
Mm. Well, there's a fucking based ginger. There's a ginger that plays for PNG.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's... that guy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, go on.
Isn't he half PNG or something? Isn't his family or something?
I don't know. Yeah, I think he looks like the son of a colonialist.
You know who'd be the funniest signing for the Pacifica team? Bateman.
That'd be unreal.
So fucking white, it's ridiculous.
That dude, he's a ghost, mate.
Yeah, he's transparent, that guy.
Yeah.
Bateman should be.
That was an interesting question.
I think
we'll get to it. We'll get Abdo onto it.
Abdo, I hate that guy.
You're listening to Balls Out No Flops. Flick us an email at ballsoutnoflops@gmail.com. Keep listening. Oh, yeah. All right. So, the Tigers. Where are we at with the Tigers? Our Tiger report.
Haven't they been beaten up like for years?
Jesus Christ, this team.
There is so much to talk about this team. Can we start with fucking old mate Pasco?
Yeah.
On the field, warming up with the players.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, and but I think that's a bit overboard. In the dressing room at halftime, just playing on his phone while Sheen's is trying to get their shit together.
Yeah, that was terrible. But I don't care. Like, he's on the field running around. I don't really give a shit about that.
Oh, fuck off. He's a Muppet. Get off.
Yeah, but, like, he's running around with the team, you know. He's the CEO. I don't mind
he's
that.
He's the CEO.
But
go do exactly. He has plenty of work to do.
CEOing.
Yeah.
There's not enough. Go out and stretch to your fucking
CEOing
old man.
CEOing going on.
I hope they sign him as coach. I hope he signs himself as coach. Then
I heard the Pacifica team are looking at him as
a halfback.
I want him to come out tomorrow, press conference, and then go out there and sign himself as coach, as a new coach.
You know what the Tigers players should do? They should all get that fucking haircut. Just run out with that haircut. Just as a fucking piss take.
Twal would look good with that.
Well, apparently there's a protest. The fans are planning
on Monday,
a protest.
They're turning their
backs.
What
are they going to do?
They're turning their backs on them when they run out.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's old school.
Wow. I might go now.
I like that. That's old school.
That is crazy, man.
If that happens.
Imagine they're getting fucking slaughtered as well, which they probably will be.
Now, you ask, what's wrong with that? Why can't he be on the field? And our response is, he needs to do some CEOing. So that might include, possibly, not fucking up the Anzac jersey.
Oh,
wow. I read about this, okay?
This is bad.
I'll explain what happened, Morton.
Tigers jersey, Anzac motif, and they put on the bottom bit this image of some troops, and it's just a couple of American soldiers.
Yeah. It's the fucking cover of Modern Warfare 2 on PlayStation.
First thing they found on Google Images.
Well, apparently it isn't. Apparently it isn't the first thing they found because I read the first draft of their jersey was an SAS soldier kicking an Afghan farmer off a cliff.
Yep.
That's what I said.
And then back was going to be Tim Robert Smith drinking out of an artificial leg.
Yeah, exactly.
They just couldn't fit it all in, though.
It's hard. There's a lot there. There's a lot.
But that brings me to what other kind of jerseys for other teams could we come up with?
Well, Manly have clearly ruled some out.
Okay, yeah, well, Manly. Roosters, I heard their first draft, was a certain rugby defector blowing the Monopoly guy.
Oh,
that was their first draft, but that's
good.
Gone.
Hat on or off?
Sombrero.
Oh, monocle on too.
So I can see you.
Yeah. Bulldogs first draft.
Yes.
Well, be careful.
Maybe I shouldn't do that, but look.
I have a feeling I know what you're about to say.
I don't think you do.
Be careful.
Well, this is. I just read this, okay, on Reddit. So,
He's doing research.
I'm doing research.
He's palming it off somewhere else.
The Bulldogs' first draft was Bin Laden giving Jabba the Hutt a reach around.
Oh, good. Good.
One of them had a vest on, surely.
Yeah, but apparently it didn't get through. NRL.
Abdo. It's fucking Abdo. Worrying about Pacifica teams.
Yeah. So anyway, that's just a few that I've
didn't
read
have
about.
A South one. You didn't
no,
have a
there
South
wasn't
one.
A South.
No,
the South one was clean skins, mate. Mm. We are clean skins.
Yeah, that was terrible, man. After everything, like the Center of Excellence, where they dodged up, they had typos through their fucking, you know, whatever it was. They just can't get it right.
They need
every
us.
Single aspect at the moment is wrong.
We need to work for them.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we can fucking whip that place into.
We tell them what's fucked. No problem. We can identify fucked. We've been around fucked our whole lives.
Mm. Yep.
And contributed.
Like, we have just kept our noses above absolute shit our entire lives. So we can recognise it.
Snorkeling.
We can identify it.
I'd give them all a week off. I'd bring in a bit of fun, you know, just play, go out, get pissed for a week, get on a bender.
Go to Macca's like Seabold.
Macca's, yeah, and then just...
What about Easter show? Surely we could work the Easter show into it. Get him carny jobs for a week. Get like Luke Brooks operating the fucking tilter wheel.
3 o'clock on Easter Monday, and then they all just walk across and get on the field.
Just play.
Luke Brooks on the tinter wheel. Tilter wheel. Fucking Dewey on the ghost train.
Mate, he is a ghost at the moment. That guy, he's fucking lost
it. What about Dane Laurie?
Yeah.
He's telling what a good driver the other. And he's driving, apparently he's been driving around wearing a Panthers
another
jersey.
Another team's jersey.
What the fuck is wrong with this guy?
He's shit too. He's
nothing special.
No, he's rubbish. Tigers, and on field, they're always going to get pasted up in Brisbane, but they are so bad.
But, like, they got their players. They got Arpy, they got Bateman, they got a few others. It's still not working. Come on.
Tigers
fans know, when it happened last year, nearly every year this happens, and they get to Easter Monday, and there's a crisis, and they actually, a lot of Para fans are worried about this Monday. Because, I mean, Parra have won one game themselves, but they've had a very hard draw, right? But the Tigers normally come out in this Easter Monday, and it's crisis. And then they come out normally hard. So if they don't put in an effort this week...
It's not happening.
I think round 10 against Saints is their first even possible win, because Parra need a
win.
Parra need a win.
I think we're going to have a forfeit. I think we'll have mid-season forfeit where they just won't even turn up. There's going to be a game where they don't turn up. They just go, nah, I can't do it anymore.
There's a movie in that. You know those fucking American football movies about teams that get fucking killed in plane crashes and shit like that?
They usually come back and win the comp, but I don't see that happening.
Easter Monday, it's the end of round 6, and there's two teams playing who have one win between them.
Mm. Battle of the West too.
Wow.
Where'd I put my drink?
Fucking Tigers, man.
Also, I was talking to Big Duke Hendricks of Duke and Leon School of Life podcast.
Good podcast, isn't it?
Yesterday, I went down the beach. We ran into John Sutton. Mm. Lovely, lovely man. Very friendly. Shout out to John Sutton.
Last time I saw him, he was walking out of a pub at like 7 a.m. Yeah. That wasn't happening.
He was tapping the kegs, mate. He was there early, just before his run. He was tapping the kegs. And he was saying to me, Duke was saying to me, the NRL has gone into body shaming the fat guy.
Yes, they have.
Where do we stand here? The 6-again rule has ruled out the fat guy player.
And I love the fat guy. The fat guy's the best.
George Rose.
Who's my favourite player?
Baby. Yeah.
Fat baby. Greg Eastwood. Love you, brother.
The fat guy's gone. NRL
it's terrible.
Has body shamed the fat guy out of there. No one said anything. No one stands up for the fat athlete anymore.
No Mark Tookies in the game, is there?
No Tookies. No fat babies.
That's true.
No George Roses.
Fat baby was the last.
Yeah, he was.
Of dying breed.
He was. He carried a fridge on his back for you, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah.
He actually did.
And you invited him back to your car.
I guess that happened as well.
And he came back.
He did come back, yes.
We'll leave the rest up to the listeners' imagination.
Whatever. I mean, fine.
The fat guy was the best. You'd take the hit up and then you'd have to cover him in defence. Yeah. It was great.
It's those jerseys too, those clingy jerseys. Yeah. They don't help.
There was no hiding those fucking rolls, mate.
Nah, there wasn't like... I mean, how good would it be with the current jerseys to have just one really fat prick on every team? That's what you need.
You need a big fat guy on every team.
100%. I think Papali's...
Well, yeah,
KFC burgers. Yeah,
he's probably the closest to what we got.
You ever notice that Teddy's got a bit of a gut?
Teddy's got a bit of a gut, but he's got a big ass as well. He's got
an athlete.
He does.
He's got an athlete's ass. That's an athlete.
He's like an athlete's ass.
Mr. Tumnus, mate.
A lot of good athletes have big
Mr. Tumnus.
Yeah, he's weird.
He's got those feet happening.
The other Tigers debacle, just going around in circles.
That's right.
I'm watching the Warriors playing at fucking Loch Ness.
Yeah.
I realise that their new coach has made some changes, and then I realise he was on the Tigers staff years ago, and they got rid of him, Webster.
Yeah,
and he went to Penrith, and now he's at the Warriors.
Killing it.
Everything wrong. Everything wrong. Jack, every aspect of it is wrong.
This is your mate, melted down Keith Urban.
Yeah.
Pasco.
He is. It looks like a microwave Keith Urban.
He's not my mate. Let's get that straight.
You want him out in the field. If he gets on the field this week, Tigers fans, they should demand that he plays.
Yeah.
He fucking plays.
He would, though. He's an egomaniac. He would be out there.
Just first hit up. That's all.
Someone needs to fold him.
What's his name, too? Paulo. Barlow.
Barlow.
He's a bit of a fat guy, too.
He's a fat guy.
Yeah, he's a fat guy.
Just.
Not Jackson. Not Jackson Barlow.
Just a couple more kilos and he's gone. He's out.
Well, you can tell by when he hangs up the boots, mate. He'll be picking up the bucket.
Yeah.
The KFC bucket.
And we'll have that.
Kenny Bromwich is a little bit chubby.
He's a little bit. He's still pretty athletic.
But he's no fat guy. Like,
no, he's what we're more talking of a Bigfoot.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember like Bob O'Reilly, Artie Beaton.
Could he play today? Artie Beaton?
This is our point.
That's exactly what we're saying.
This is our point.
Artie Beaton with the pie coat.
I rang him a taxi once.
I know.
At about 6 in the morning.
Really?
He had a pie. Did you know he had a pie coat? You'd like this.
Yeah, he had a pie coat.
He had a coat. Right, he wore in winter, and he had 6 pockets inside, and he had a pie in every pocket. Look at it. If you guys can see how happy Ray Pan
is. I used to work and
get a pie out.
Keep you warm all night.
Yeah. I used to work at a place in King Street in Newtown. I used to open up like a back dock for the trucks to come in, like at, you know, 6 in the morning.
It sounds dodgy.
And I open up the back dock to this little street behind King Street, and there's a bloke sitting there in a coat.
Pie coat.
And I said, hey, how you going? He goes, how you going, brother? Is it good? He goes, you couldn't ring me a cab, could you? I'm like, no worries. Artie Beaton.
Wow.
Early 90s. Rang him a cab. Cab comes. I'm doing my shit. You know, whatever I'm supposed to be doing. Actually, I was doing nothing. And as he gets up to leave and get in the taxi, he cracks off one can from his six pack and gives it to me.
Thanks, mate. Really?
There you go. He's probably paid the cab driver like that as well.
That's a wonderful interaction. It's a wonderful.
Wonderful interaction.
6 in the morning as well. Would have been nice lighting. Would have been
crisp. It looked like Mudgy, mate. So the fat guy's dead.
Fat guy is dead.
We're fat shaming now.
Long live the fucking, I guess the...
The fucking athlete.
The athlete.
Should that be in the sort of salary cap rules? You have to have one guy who totally fails the fucking skin fold test.
Fat guy.
You've got to have one guy on the verge of a heart attack.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
Cholesterol reading of 40.
Mm. And he has to play a minimum 50 minutes.
Yeah.
And you've got to play around it. That's all part of the strategy of the game. You've got to fucking help him out. You've got to, the attack goes to him.
The
but
rich
then you've
tapestry
got to
of the game.
Yeah.
The troll's a bit chubby.
He is, but he's still too athletic to fit into the fat guy.
No, I don't know. He's a little bit off as well. He's just a couple more pies.
Is Papali off?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, come on, mate.
Is Latrell just set to destroy the Bulldogs this Friday?
Yes, he is.
Mr. Floyd?
And if he doesn't...
I'd say so, yeah.
Put a line through.
It's 150th game for him. He has been...
Surely he's going to touch the ball more than bloody 3-4 times.
20 touches he had last week. I was spewing. I was at the game going, get the ball! Yeah, yelling out all that shit. Then I came back and watched it. I thought, fuck, he touched it more than I...
Was that just passing it in after a penalty?
Dummy half.
From the ball boy?
He was in dummy... I noticed he was a dummy half a few times.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Does that count as a touch?
Okay, we're doing the Souths game now, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't bad. That game was there for the taking, I reckon.
Yeah.
From the Storm. They had no Hughes. Okay. And they're missing a couple of others. Munster was good.
He's always good.
Munster was very, very good.
He's always fucking good.
Probably the best 5'8 in the game, I'd say.
Probably.
No, he's great. He's
what about
great
Warbrick?
He's good.
Good name.
They great. Just,
absolute cracker.
They've just
of
found
a name.
Another one. They've just
Will
found him.
Warbrick.
Will Warbrick. Yeah. Johan would be better. Johan Warbrick.
What factory did they? What factory did they create Will Warbrick in?
Yeah. That's Nazi shit, mate. That is like fucking Dark Side of the Moon.
Let
he's coming
you.
Through a fucking spaceship.
He ran over AJ
that's
like
the,
a speed bump.
The Fanta factory. We all know Fanta is Nazi coke.
It's just the whole game was about Warbrick for me.
Yeah,
I was fascinated.
And he's just come out of nowhere, hasn't he? He's
typical just, Melbourne.
Yep.
Yeah, we bombed a lot of tries. Oh, no, I don't even actually think we did that. They just fucking defended the shit out of us. They're offside all fucking night, though, but what do you do?
They had at least 3 Melbourne last-ditch try-saver tackles, which Meany had one.
Yeah.
I can't remember the other ones, but that was 2 or 3. It was just absolute, like, certain tries.
Oh, Kamekamea had one that just...
Kamekamea. And they just stopped him.
But then, David Mowali.
Yes.
He had the tackle of the year. That and apparently, yes. And this is where my haiku comes in.
Ooh.
Yeah. Just got to find the right button, producer.
You got to breathe in looking for a producer.
Nope.
No.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go. The frog drops into the pond. Mowali numbers up in defense. The impact rings out. McDonald's cock is now a cunt. Did you see that tackle? If you haven't seen the tackle, it makes no sense, but he fucking drilled him.
While the haiku was playing, I was just looking up the inspiration for haikus, Ethan Lowe. I mean,
yes.
You don't know people, he can give you a home loan check.
Oh, really?
Ah, see, there's a smart man.
Ethan Loan.
Ethan Loan.
Should have come up with that, Ethan.
So just quickly on to my idea for rugby. If you sign with a rugby side, okay, rugby union, or your plan league, you should automatically have to transfer to the team coming last. Straight
That's
away.
Good. Boom. I like that.
So Wally to the Tigers, effective immediately.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Effective immediately.
I like it a lot.
And the fattest player from the bottom team goes to them.
Yeah. So there you go. That's just one off.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Wally at the Tigers, that would be good.
Be interesting.
That would be very interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
This one, Mrs. Floyd came up with in the car.
Ah.
I thought, yeah, I need to.
You started off by saying that was your idea.
I did. But I felt that I had to pay just in case.
Yes, you did.
All right. So we've got Stuart and the Hudza people.
It's been a tough week for me.
Why so?
I didn't watch it. The shit thing is they played 6 o'clock on Friday, and then after that I was deflated. I couldn't even watch any of the games the rest of the week. You know how it is, you know? When it's bad, when you're in the darkness.
In the doldrums.
But anyway, we know there's a lot of issues with regards to recruitment for the Raiders at the moment. We're thinking of, you know, Wyden's probably going to go. We're going to have all this money, but no one wants to come and live in Canberra. And they're going to find it hard signing a superstar or signing anyone, really. And we've talked about before, where can Stuart go? Stuart needs to think outside the box to find new players, doesn't he?
He does, yeah.
He does. He went to England. He did that, but he's burned the bridges there. I think that half the English guys are gone now and they hate him.
Yeah, he tends to do that.
I've been doing my research on the Hudza people. You know about them?
I know the Hudza people.
Hudza.
I don't know.
H-A-D-Z-A. They are the last.
H-U-N-Z-A.
H-A-D-Z-A.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Are they Pacificus?
No, Africa. The last hunter-gatherer tribe in the world. Okay? They are machines. I'm going to let this guy.
What about the Senegals?
No, these guys are the last of it. This David Cho guy went there and actually lived with them for a while. I'm going to let him.
David Cho, he's Korean, right?
Yeah, he's a funny guy. But just listen to what he has to say about these guys, living with these guys.
The final animal that's like kind of left is baboons. They almost call them in that part of Africa like the baboon men because that's what baboon they eat. Man. Tastes horrible to me. Baboons look human. So I'm like, this shit is crazy. We're hunting baboons. They're like, there's tons of meat on them. It's enough to feed our family.
I can hear him.
Think about, like, running again. I was pretty fast in high school. I could do the 50 pretty quick. I can't run at top speed for hours. And I got these. I'm drinking water. And in this environment, it's an advantage to have black skin because it's cooling. Whoa. These guys aren't sweating. I'm like, what's going on? We've been running for 5 hours. You guys aren't sweating. And they don't get tired. And then they'll just start digging a hole and drink like a handful of brown water, and that's enough for them. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Like, and they're telling the translator,
love the music,
this motherfucker looks like he's never caught anything in his life. And he's like, he hasn't.
So that's that. This.
What's that from? I want to watch that.
I'll send it to you later. These guys, I've been reading about them. They are fucking crazy. Like, Jesus. They can stick their hands into fucking bees' nests and just grab the honey and just start eating the honey, and it just doesn't affect them.
Jesus.
Because they're just, I'll just play this
They're
one
immune
last.
To everything, right? Because they see everything.
Yeah.
Just the foot and the leg.
It's
and
them eating
backpack.
Baboons.
That's how they carry it. So they caught four that day. So they bring it back to the village. They don't waste a part of this thing. The person that killed it gets to eat the dick and the balls. They eat the head. They eat the brains. They turn the fur into, like, jackets. So at night, I thought dinner time was over. But think about it. How much protein and nutrition is in the brain, right? And it's the final thing, right? They stew the head. It's in that pot.
Oh, Jesus,
and so the brain
sick.
Gets cooked. It's like a delicacy at the end. They, like, tap a hole in. And it's, you know, they have black skin. Like, I remember, like, it was fire. It was in the cave. It's nighttime. And I hear, I just hear eating. And I turn my flashlight on.
I've heard that.
And I see, like, the whole tribe just chowing the brains at the end. They're like, this is our favorite part. And they're just like, and then, so it's all this white brains, like, streaked on their face. And I'm like, you want to get in on this? Give me some of that brain. So I had some brain. And
oh, fuck.
So if you capture the baboon, you get to eat the dick and the ball. I'll tell you, I'd be the worst hunter in the tribe.
Yeah.
These guys run, like,
5 hours.
Non-stop. No water, nothing. Why can't he just go there and
I'd
get
love
the
to see
leader?
A couple of these guys in the NRL.
Get the leader.
Forget the Pacifica team. Let's get a Hudson team in there.
Do you think they're getting calf injuries, these guys? They're not getting fucking calf injuries,
they
mate.
Eat each other's calves.
It's a big thing, this Hudson diet, isn't it?
Oh, it's
people
crazy.
People are trying to replicate the
diet. There's been.
Tell me about the Hudson diet. Yeah, I can imagine.
Game, honey, plants, tubers, berries.
They're crazy. But it also, you know, it got me thinking, like, he's got to think outside the box. That's definitely one area. Rugby, people are going to rugby. They're playing rugby. And I look at a player like Dominic Young, this fucking tall, massive winger. When are we going to start getting NBA players?
He's going to the Roosters.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, well, he is. Yeah.
Yes.
When are we going to get NBA players to come? And they would be a perfect winger. The winger's not that hard.
No. Nah.
Really, all you could do is just kick the ball into the corner, and if you've got a fucking tall basketball NBA winger, like fucking LeBron James, playing on the wing for the Raiders, he's going to score you some tries.
Yeah, he'll play for 600 grand a year.
Back end of his career. But, like, you know, or just getting like Russian gymnasts. Have you seen those guys?
Chicks?
I've seen a chick.
Chicks. I was interesting. If one of the NRLW players is, like, fucking killing it and he's a gun, can she play for the men's NRL team?
Pacifica only. I don't know, man.
Because at the moment, I'm telling you, the Raiders are going to be in dire straits. And we've just hired this gun chick who apparently is like a fucking amazing player. And if she's like a good halfback and she's got a good kicking game, bring her up. Get her in.
Okay, I'm down. I'll fucking watch her.
They spend their whole day just walking around with poison tip arrows hunting.
They hunt baboons, mate.
If I could...
You know how big fucking baboons are?
And aggressive.
And aggressive.
And horny.
Videos.
Oh, they're horny, those bastards.
So, an NRL player is not going to be that much.
No.
As long as they've got their poison-tipped arrows, and I don't know
why. Yeah,
but
you get them here and get them on a fucking Western diet, they'll be dead in a fucking day. Yeah.
Well, you got to keep the diet going.
Six Big Macs and a bucket of chicken.
Yeah, they'll be fucked.
I'll explode. I'll just go fucking go boom.
Their arseholes will explode.
Well, that's interesting. Thank you for that.
Hudza.
Yeah, Hudza. I never thought that I would actually consider that could be a great option, but you know what?
Great centres. They'd make great centres.
Good centres.
Just non-stop running.
Fleet of foot.
Yeah. No shoes. I'd have to play with no shoes.
You're listening to Balls Out No Flops, a rugby league fan cast. All right, we've got, should the NRL join NATO? Over to you, Morton.
Yes.
Oh, it's just a question. I just think it's the obvious move for rugby league to formally make itself a nation of warriors and join NATO. And I think NATO would be taken much more seriously by North Korea, Russia, if you've got like fucking David Klemmer and Josh Papali as part of it. I
mean, as emissaries, would they serve as emissaries? Because I'm a little bit outraged that you chose those two as emissaries.
Who would you have as an emissary?
As an emissary.
I know you're going to say your boy.
Yeah.
Which boy?
Cam Murray.
Cam Murray.
You've got to send him. He looks like a fucking superhero.
Yeah.
Who's Homelander?
Can they go? Can they serve during the bye at least? Can we play out the season? When the bye's on, just send
what about
the team
Cody?
There.
Sending Cody over.
He can't go.
He's inflammatory, mate.
He'd get the shits on the way there. He'd piss people off.
He would
off.
Actually start a fucking global conflict about the most trivial,
isn't that the point?
Stupid fuck.
Isn't that why we're joining?
I just think there's a lot to it. I think there's a lot of force and aggression.
So explain to us what NATO's purpose is.
NATO's
force and aggression.
Well, Finland joined NATO this week.
Yeah.
And Russia's outraged.
But they're peacekeeping force, right?
Well, it's like a Western alliance which is meant to almost keep peace through superior firepower by this group of Western European nations saying, if you fuck with one of us, or the United States, you fuck with all of us. Now, how much more oomph would that have if suddenly fucking Tyson Gamble's part of it?
Well, that's now I'm interested.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I do see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, you're looking at, like, what's your boy in the Ukraine? What's his name? Zelensky.
Zelensky.
He's
Zelensky.
A good guy. I like his style. He doesn't intimidate me a whole lot.
No.
Not at all, actually.
He was a stand-up comedian.
But if you've got suddenly, you're about to go to war, and someone says you might have to go to war against this guy, and they see a picture of Payne Haas.
And Tyson Gamble.
Or Mrs. Haas. Then you suddenly, you're going to be thinking about it.
Not a bad idea.
That's Well, what's your top two from your team that you'd send over?
Well,
I'd go Hudson Young because I just want him out of Australia.
Can I still send James Graham?
James Graham.
Can I still send him?
I'd get behind him.
Well, if you're sending him, I'm sending Sam Burgess.
Oh,
see? This is a force to be reckoned with.
Platoon.
It's a fucking superhero movie.
It is.
I'd watch that.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm. Yeah.
And it's just a segue because I want to do it. Obviously, my second choice for NATO would be Josh Reynolds.
He'd get those little legs out there. He'd arouse
the boys a little bit too much.
If we could just divert for a second. The most rugby league moment in a long time is Josh Reynolds runs onto the field the other night and the Dogs fans just go ape shit. And this kid is holding up a sign that says, "Welcome back, grub."
Yeah.
A cardboard sign, like an old school.
Yeah.
And he has three pictures stuck on it where it's all pictures of Josh Reynolds' atrocities. Only rugby league brings
that's
you
pure
these,
90s shit.
These beautiful moments.
Mm.
I've just almost brought a tear just seeing it.
Well, I'm on board for NATO. I think we all are. It's unanimous. And that'll go into the email to Abdo.
They might have to stay in the country and protect Australia.
Good way to get rid of players, too.
From Jinping Ling?
Well,
what about that's a bit of a retirement gig for players as they're going out of the game and some of the younger players who never really make it, you just fold them into NATO forces.
Straight into a bush.
Well, like I said, buys, suspensions, all that sort of stuff. Instead of sitting around, just go and,
We're sending bushwhackers over to Ukraine and they absolutely fucking love them. And they're raving about the air conditioning in these bushwhackers.
Mm.
They love it. The air-conditioned bushwhackers. No one does air conditioning like Australians.
I love a bushwhacker.
Yeah. I love an air-conditioned bushwhacker.
So I think there's a...
Can't we just send, like, bushwhackers full of fucking fringe NRL players over?
Now you're talking. I mean, if you see a bushwhacker...
Save on shipping.
And it's coming at speed with Moses Sully sitting on top.
What are you going to do?
Run.
Yeah. You're going to run like a Hudson.
You're out of there. I just think we're underutilising the talents of some of the NRL players, fringe players and ex-players.
Oh, 100%. Now that you put it out there, there's nothing more I can think about.
I mean, Dallas Johnson would have been a great NATO leader.
Oh, well, he was ginger.
Whatever.
Yeah. All right, so to the hip drop.
Well, the hip drop has been in the limelight this week, hasn't it?
Yeah, so much so.
I'd say spotlight. Limelight's a bit celebratory.
Yeah, okay, spotlight.
So. No, well, I have celebrated it. I have celebrated during this week hip dropped each member of my family.
Oh, you have?
I've hip dropped them just from behind. Bang.
Yeah. In the kitchen, cooking new food.
I just wanted to see. The kids weren't happy, but I just wanted to see how each one would react.
When a kid's happy.
To just a good old fashioned hip drop.
I'm going to go home and do that tonight, actually. Good on you. I'm going to give it a go.
After they calmed down, I questioned them. I'm like, did that hurt a lot?
In the hospital when they're fucking
You should have given them a questionnaire to fill out.
How did you feel when I hip dropped you? Did you know you were being hip dropped?
Between 1 and 5. Choose between 1 and 5.
Did you feel like the act of walking was in danger by my hip dropping you?
Well, so what's your point, Kearney?
Well, the thing is, like, this is... This,
are you for it or against
follow,
it? What
just
are you
follow my thought frame here on a Friday night after the Raiders.
It's difficult.
It got me thinking.
Okay.
Wow.
Different types of tackling techniques. Yeah? There's so many of them, isn't there? There's the ankle tap.
Love an ankle tap.
There's the shoulder charge. Well, there's the around the legs.
Not allowed to do that.
There's you know, what else is there? There's different types of... There's the chicken wing there for
crusher.
A while. The crusher. The... up top ball and all tackle.
The glory hole.
The glory hole.
The fist.
And then I just
the hopper.
I just started thinking, what if like there was a game where you could only do shoulder charge as the tackle? Now think of that game, and I played it out in my head. You'd need at least 20, you need extra players in defense because a tackle wouldn't be made, first of all, because you don't have arms to wrap around to make the tackle.
You should tie their arms to their sides.
Yeah, and it's only shoulder charging
that's
going on.
So you have to catch the ball.
That's interesting.
Well, in defense, you tie them up. In defense, you tie them up.
In defense, you tie them up.
And you get 20 players in defense.
It's no stupider than Oz tag, people. Honestly, it's that's no stupider than an Oz tag.
And then the attacking team is passing the ball and they can't get tackled because you can't wrap your arms around them. So they have to keep passing. It's continuous play. And you've just got people just running in for shoulder charges constantly. I think that would be a spectacle to watch.
It would be a spectacle. What's the gold, silver, bronze out of hip drop?
Yep.
Crusher and Hoppawattie poop shoot?
Gold.
That's a gold.
The hopper is...
Yeah, the hopper's
that's
gold.
The gold?
It's a gold standard.
That's the gold standard. Is that how they measure it?
Yeah.
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 That's the gold standard.
And silver?
Silver's probably either...
Crusher or hip drop?
I'd say hip drop. Because the crusher, everyone just gets up rubbing the back of their head and then they play the ball, move on. No one drops dead.
So you're saying if you're playing a game, sort of like Carney's game here, and they said there's only going to be one type of tackle and you can choose out of these three, a hopper, a hip drops... Hopper into hip drops, that'd be a good band. Hip drop or a head crusher, you'd say every tackle, I'll take the head crusher.
Well, every tackle, it's going to be difficult, any of those ones. But you're going to get fucking finger blasted in the butthole every tackle?
You have to do that to complete the tackle.
You wouldn't watch that game?
I don't know. If I watched...
it'd be a lot of fearful players.
Can you imagine guys just running behind guys with their fingers out?
I think just...
Put your new meaning to six again.
You're running around like Edward Scissorhands.
Just an ankle tap as well. Just an ankle tap.
Ankle tap.
Oh, yeah. I love an ankle tap.
One where you slap the ankle into the other foot.
Yeah.
This is going back to Katina's days. Yep. And they do that misstep. They miss the step. Yeah. They try and get balance. Comedy.
Jimmy got me a good one in high school once, ankle tap. I'm telling you, my leg was like a fucking rubber band. And I fell to the ground straight away. I didn't even see him coming. It was just bang. It was sweet.
His arms are like 7 feet long.
Yeah, it does help.
He plays for the Pacificas.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's just sometime during the week at night, just before bed, just think about just a shoulder charge game where the defense can only shoulder charge and just see where it leads. Just see where it leads. Wow. Anyway.
I would say...
that's pinball.
I would say everyone listening should try a hip drop on someone this week.
On your loved one.
Loved one.
I'm going... Yeah, my kids are too young. It would just be a drop.
No hip.
Get them to hip drop you. Start them early.
Yeah.
All right. I've got, we've got a couple of other things, but we are running out of time. There's something I did write down that I wanted to run past you guys.
Nice.
Glad you wrote it down.
Yeah.
That's
the only way I fucking remember anything. And this is, when I was at uni, there was the uni mag, I can't even remember what it was called. But, excuse me for sniffling. That's a cocaine falling out of my nose. Now, of course it isn't, obviously.
What's left of your nose.
Yeah.
But they had a list of songs, and they were the top 10 fisting songs.
Really?
Top 10 fisting songs.
Okay.
Now, these weren't the top songs to fist to, I don't think. But they were the top 10 songs where that could be changed, that fisting could be in the title.
Oh, jeez.
I have to believe that Let's Fist Again. Like
that's we did. Number one.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's Fist Again like we did last summer.
Has to be.
Fist and Shout.
Nice. Fist and Shout.
Fisting by the Pool.
Yes.
Dire Straits. I Fist a Girl and I Liked It.
Yep.
Peppermint Fist.
I'm glad this is at the end of that.
And the one I like most, and I know the dude will like this one because he sings this, I Want to Fist You All Over.
I want to fist you all over.
Fistery never repeats.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
oh, actually, there's another one down here. Hold me, fist me, thrill me. So, there you go. Top 11 fisting songs. As top. I don't know how many there were there. But I just thought our listeners deserved.
Yes, they're probably thinking of their own right now.
Yeah. So these aren't necessarily songs to fist to, but you go crazy.
What's a song that you could fist to?
Well, you could, any of those. Really?
I'd go AC/DC. I think AC/DC would be a good fisting song.
It's a bit aggressive.
Yeah. Well, you've got to be aggressive for fisting. Fucking hell, mate. You don't have much room to work with. You've got to fucking... Come on. It's got to be aggressive.
Much room to work with. That's because we've fat-shamed everyone.
Fat-shamed fisters.
What's going on with the NRL in this draw? Souths play Friday. Bulldogs play Sunday night. And then they got to play
every
this
week.
Friday. Shut up, NRL.
Panthers last week played Thursday night and then they played us like 8 days later. Yeah. We had a 5-day turnaround for that game. That's not fair.
It's not fair. It's just not fair.
Just, I don't know. They've just got to suck it up and just play every 2 days, each team.
All right, one more thing we're going to get back to, and I don't think you mentioned this.
Join the human race.
You had to take it there, didn't you?
How in the world are you going to see?
Oh, I love that drum bit there. That's a good drum bit.
I think Stuart had writing credit for this song.
Weak Got a Dog did. John Lennon.
Didn't Paul Kent lose his mind over this?
Yes. That was fucking hilarious.
You go first, can't he? Thoughts?
First of all, Paul Kent's, it's quite obvious that he's sticking up for his friend, and that's what I hate about John.
Or is it a mental case?
There's no you in Kent.
Yeah. But... We don't know the whole story. If this Jamin Salmon said or did something to his kids, you know, Ricky Stewart had every right to call him a weak gutted dog. And he hasn't come out and had a whinge about it like Salmon did. Salmon came out after and I'm gonna get the police on you, I'm going to lawyer, sure. And Ricky Stewart didn't do that. He's just fucking quiet about it. So who's the real man here? Get fucked.
Jesus Christ.
Salmon. But is that true or not? He had a big whinge about it after Salmon.
Do you think Salmon had the right to yell, we got a dog when he scored the try?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's all I care about.
Fuck yeah.
All right.
He did. That's all part of it.
Cleary as a coach then need to double down with the karma comment.
Yeah.
Oh, he can say what he wants.
If he's talking about karma, man, he's got a shit ton coming his way with a entitled shenanigans.
He started this Tigers thing.
Fucking... act upon at all at any given fucking time. This Mount Druitt royalty is bullshit.
Yep. You just made this shit list of Mount Druitt.
Hello. Hello to our listener in Mount Druitt.
Yeah. They haven't got fucking electricity. I'm not worried.
Goodbye to our one listener in Mount Druitt. Thanks for listening.
Do you have any more, Morton, on this?
I know Paul Kent's doing it for sort of clickbait, but it was just ridiculous how hard he went at this shit. Yeah. There's bigger issues.
He's clutching
it. Man, the guy just, they, you know, Jaden Salmon had the right to do what he did.
Absolutely.
Can this kid actually play football?
Stuart didn't say he didn't.
Yeah, he scored a try. He's okay.
Yeah, but he scored 40 points in the second half, and he scored the last four.
And they set that play up, you could tell.
Give it to Samo, give it to 100%.
So if the Raiders were really behind their coach, they probably would have stopped that, wouldn't they? Because he ran through about three balls.
Don't start getting into our dressing room like a fucking journo. He's done, mate. I see what you're doing there.
He's done.
He's protected species, right?
Yeah, but
he's been there for fucking 10
years.
Now
they've got Madge there.
Next year, Madge is not doing anything. What's Madge doing?
I agree, but I think they've moved him there as a bit of a heads up to Stuart. And like, honestly, I think you need a shake up.
We do need a shake up, but
mate, wait till the Huds has come. They got a coach, you reckon?
Mate, if
they might have a coach with them. The chief baboon hunter. Because you've got to think that takes coordination to fucking hunt a baboon. Oh,
fucking
right?
Over that. Well, they send the dogs out. They send the dogs out as well to hunt the baboons. It's an interesting story.
Holy shit.
But it's only round five. We've had a tough campaign, and we were in it the first half. We do this every year, and then we sort of try and patch it up. And we do patch it up sometimes. We'll see how we go. And if it's not patched up next year, there might have to be changes.
It's
not happening this year. It's not happening this year.
Is that his 15th year?
Yeah, but he's not getting the flick this year. No way.
Who would you replace him with?
Well, that's the thing, mate. Who we got?
Nathan Brown?
Jaden Salmon. That would be something.
The irony.
Jaden Salmon.
What was that?
It was a dark day Friday. All right, I couldn't fucking sleep. Dark. I couldn't sleep, mate. I was fucking
even though
up
it was
all
dark.
Night.
It was dark.
There's no one to replace him with, mate. So, and he's Canberra through and through, and he's gotten us out of messes numerous times.
I think he's got you in a fucking lot of messes.
He
too.
May have got us in a few, but you know that's what good coaches do. They get you in and get you out.
Can I ask a Bulldogs related question?
Yep.
Which of these players are in the New South Wales Origin squad this year? Matt Burton, Josh Adokar.
Both.
Adokar. I put both in.
Or are you saying I have to pick only one?
No.
Actually, both.
Because Adokar didn't play last year.
Adokar for sure. That was the worst decision Fittler. That's what started his stupidity.
Burton played a game in the centres.
Yeah.
I wouldn't play him in the centres.
You have to be 5'8".
Yeah.
He's not going to knock Luttrell or Tommy Turbo out of centres.
I think he's more...
Fuck Luai right off.
Yes.
Although Luai is more flary. He's flary.
Shut up about him.
Fist of fury.
I can't fucking stand the cat. He rubs me the wrong way.
I know.
He's super arrogant, super entitled.
I know.
And super cute.
Especially when he's doing weddings. Just quick games.
Okay.
Yep. Storm Roosters. Thursday night. It's a good game.
Storm.
Thursday.
I'm going Storm.
Storm? Raymond?
Roosters.
Dogs, Souths. Souths will win that.
Souths.
Well, I love that. You brush that deep down. You want a good performance.
What about this?
You've got no
Dogs
plays.
Are 8th. Yeah. Rabbits are 13th.
Yeah, I know.
What kind of world are we in?
If the Dogs.
Tractors, Dolphins.
If the Dogs had a full side. I think they'll be good, man, but they're missing so many players.
The turnaround will kill them.
Tractors, Dolphins.
Dolphins. Oh, no, Dolphins have got too many out.
Dreams over.
Tractors.
Dolphins fans.
Tractors.
I think this is the game of the weekend. Saturday, 5:30, Panthers, Manly.
Yeah, Panthers.
Manly, I love watching your team.
Panthers.
But I'm telling you, there's a fatal flaw in this Manly team. They are massive, and the back end of each half, they just...
Yeah.
They can't play a whole half.
Pele's out.
They're too big.
Big Pele just got operated on today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the big Manly prop.
You been checking up on him or busted that one out? There's a lot of players out, but...
But he was talking about the size of the pack.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
1v16.
How it works.
1v16 on Saturday night, Broncos v Raiders.
Good.
Oh, yeah, Broncos.
Good.
Fucking...
Titans are back.
Didn't.
Against St. George.
Will anyone notice?
This is one of my shittest games of the year. Titans, Dragons.
4 o'clock on a Sunday. That's what they give us. Titans.
Of course.
Why is the 4 o'clock Sunday game so shit?
Yeah.
Channel 9 should be spewing at that.
Yeah. That's fucked.
Yeah, they need more control of that.
Knights, Warriors. Somehow interesting.
Somehow interesting.
That's Monday?
Sunday night.
Sunday night.
Are Knights good?
No.
I'm picking Titans and I'm picking Warriors.
I'd like to see the Warriors continue this run. They're coming second. I want to see them keep rolling.
Dragons, Dragons, Knights, Titans, and Warriors, they're the four teams that I just, I'm unsure about at the moment.
Well, that's the fucking top four, basically.
Yeah.
No.
No, you don't. I'd like to see the Warriors keep rolling.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
I reckon Dragons could be a surprise package.
For what?
No.
They're not surprising anyone.
No, okay.
How?
We'll see. All right. And I did predict Cowboys having a shit year, just letting you know. Remember that.
How about 17th?
It's all there recorded.
17th versus 15th.
Shit.
Tigers v. Eels. Eels. Got oof.
Yeah, Eels.
Eels. They're not dropping
Eels
that game.
Eels in a canter.
Although, but there's always just that fucking upset in that
there
game,
is,
man.
There is. And if they don't produce this week, let's just say Parra lap the Tigers this week.
Yeah.
Like how long has Tim Sheens got? Honestly. Because it's pretty...
He's been a bit fucking abrupt in his...
He's been angry. Yeah. He's been
it's pretty,
he's fed up.
Like, what happens if the Parra win by 30 this week? Parra have one win. They should be pretty desperate this week.
Yeah. I think Tigers
is
upset.
Is Barlow back?
I think maybe.
Senior Barlow?
I think Tigers upset because Parra have had fucking 6 weeks of hell, man. They have been playing hard teams week to week, and they're going to take this game just a little bit easy, and I think the Tigers are due. Upset.
Okay.
I always get confused when Moses plays Brooks too. Morph into one person.
Mm. Yeah.
One very shit, underwhelming person.
Moses' kicking game is very good.
Yeah. It's getting better.
Very good.
I think Parra just need to get Dylan Brown a lot more ball. Yeah. Every time he gets the ball, they look good.
Yeah. Danny Brown.
Big shout out to...
He's a good player, man.
Yeah, he is.
Good player.
He's all right.
Big shout out to Abu Daban, the old Keithy Dogsarkis. Big Parra, long-suffering Parra fan.
Yeah, I've got a few of them as well. Parra fans and...
All right.
It's sad. it's sad. They're just as bad as like the Raiders. Like, fucking hell, we haven't had a premiership in a long time. Parra haven't either. It's not fair.
Mate, we're coming up to 10 years.
Oh, fuck 10 years, mate.
Shut up. I don't want to talk about that game.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a happy Easter. Enjoy yourselves.
Mazel tov.
Don't enjoy too much... Libation, actually, get fucked. Yeah. This is actually our worst rating podcast because everyone goes away for Easter and they daren't listen to it when they're driving with their caravan up to the Central Coast.
With their kids,
with their kids in there.
Is that right?
So I dare you.
What kind of people are you?
Yeah.
Be your own person.
There was a few emails bagging me out as well about changing teams. They definitely don't want me part of their fan base.
Yeah, you are an absolute anchor on any franchise.
Well, that's it. Have a happy Easter.
Whatever.
And we'll see you next week. We want to fist you all over.
I've been thinking about you, babe. You're my one desire. Gonna wrap my arms around you, hold you close to me. Oh, babe, I wanna taste your lips. I wanna be your fantasy. Yeah. Don't know what I'd do without you, babe. Don't know where I'd be. You're not just another lover, no, you're everything to me. And every time I'm with you, baby, can't believe it's true. When you land in my arms and you do the things you do, you can see it in my eyes, I can feel it in your touch. You don't have to say a thing, just let me show how much I love you, I need you. I wanna kiss you all over and over again. I wanna kiss you all over till the night closes in.
When the night closes in.
Show me.
closes in.